The readings today, the day after Easter Sunday, the first day of the octave, they lay out to us the new attitude of the heart that a Christian should have post-Easter. Because of Easter, this is how we should this is the way we should believe, this is the way we should, our disposition of heart. Not all at once, of course. It's a pretty big vision, but I'll lay it out. So the Acts of the Apostles, the Holy Spirit's coming, Peter gave this announcement, and he references King David and he gives this disposition of kind. It really touches on the way our heart should be from now on. It says, "My heart was glad. My tongue cried out with joy." So gladness, joy. "My body too will rest in hope." Rest in hope. "And we will not be abandoned to Hades. We will not be abandoned to death and to the realm of the dead. And we won't experience corruption." So that's the thing. For now, we have this gladness, this joy that cannot be stolen. We will have hope. We will rest in hope. And we will not be abandoned. That's the message of Easter. It's really summed up in what Paul was saying. The Psalm 2, "God's our refuge, our prize. He gives me counsel, directs my heart." The same message. My heart rejoices and is glad. My soul is glad. Same word, gladness. "For you will not leave my soul among the dead. My body shall rest in safety." My body shall rest in hope. So the same message. This is the way the heart should be from now on. Then Jesus, when he encounters the women, he tells them not to fear, which is the opposite of that disposition. So you've got hope, resting in peace, in our hearts are in peace, our bodies rest in safety. We'll have hope that never take away. Even death can't frighten us because we won't be abandoned. And then Jesus is telling, the first thing he tells, the first command he gives to the women is don't fear. See? It's a beautiful message. Now, it's something that will eventually take hold of our hearts the more we follow Christ, the more we enter into prayer, into listening to him. It's something that will eventually form our hearts and mold us. That's how we'll be changed if we continue on this Christian journey. St. Paul has this beautiful example of Christians are treasures in jars of clay. So like we're like jars of clay, you know, fragile maybe, not so strong, we're not like steel, whatever. We fail, we crumble sometimes, but we have this treasure, this amazing treasure inside of us, this grace. And that's what we're given. We're given such an abundance of grace that we can, even though we're fragile, we fall sometimes, we have within us this amazing abundance of grace. When we were baptized, we were united with Christ. We were united to him, to his church. So historically, we're connected, but also spiritually, we're connected to everything that happened. And when we receive Eucharist, we receive his life in us, the life. You know, if you don't receive my body, you will not have my life in you. And then we're confirmed, we're strengthened in that. And then we have the sacraments of healing. When we fail, we have reconciliation, forgiveness of sins. When we're sick, we have the anointing. And then we're sent with the other anointing sacraments, orders, marriage, you know, there's mission sacraments and communion sacraments. But that's the grace we have, this amazing grace we have. So we can look forward to working with God to have a heart that is unshakable, a soul that is never lose hope and won't be succumbed to fear. Amen.